Oh, welcome to the Welsh Sports Show, and I'm just going to give you a quick little roundup of the Welsh activity over the weekend that we just saw. Wales dispatched of Scotland fairly comfortably, making that 10 games unbeaten at home against Scotland for Wales in the first of their autumn internationals, and that's very encouraging for us to start with. And then you move over to darts. Geraint Price, the leader of Welsh darts, made it to the semi-final of the World Series of Darts, finally getting dispatched off by Michael Smith. That is unfortunate to see, but it's very encouraging to see a Welsh darts player out there doing the business for Wales. So next I'm going to move over to Welsh football, and I'm going to be talking club football with you, Lou. What is your opinion on how Cardiff have found life in the Premier League so far this season?
Well, I think they're struggling, and I think they're going to continue to struggle, and I think they've made it quite obvious that if they're going to do a job and avoid relegation this year, then they're going to really need to dig their heels in and make it a bit of a dogfight, because at the moment, it looks like they're just there to make up the numbers. I mean, luckily for them, there's been a few clubs with a poor start, like Fulham and Huddersfield and Newcastle, but you know, as time goes by, they're going to find themselves in trouble, I think, and they don't seem to be picking up the results against the relegation battle clubs. I know they had a win over a Fulham a while back and things like that. I think that was their only win of the season so far. But, you know, it looks like they're struggling. And it's like they always said about Neil Warnock, you know, he's the master of the championship, but can he hack it in the big league? I don't know. And I think Cardiff, they're going to be in real, real trouble if they don't do something soon.
Yeah, well, I've got no issue with digging in and really dragging other teams down to your level and playing that sort of football if that's what you need to do to produce points. Like, we've seen teams like West Brom do it in the past, where they're known for shutting up shop, a very defensive team. They can drag teams down and really draw out the game and maybe get a couple of points that they really don't deserve to. But at the minute, Cardiff, it's almost like that's what they need to be doing, but they're not quite producing that yet. They're just getting turned over every week, and it's a real shame to see, because it's really good to have any Welsh teams up in the Premier League representing, and it's really disappointing to see. And to see some of the comments from Neil Warnock week to week when they're coming up against say like the likes of Spurs, and he's outright saying we've got Bob Hope of winning like this game.
He said it last week again. When they played Liverpool before the game, he said this. You know, it's going to take an absolute miracle, or you know, we're not going to win this game. And I think if you go into it with that mentality, then you're never going to be able to. You know, it does seem like they've admitted that they're there to make up the numbers, but
At the start of the season, you already said that the team sort of overproduced last season, and this season in the Premier League is just a bonus season. That's all it was looked at as, rather than a genuine attempt to say let's really
try and do something.
Every week, give full battle, full heart. I'm just seeing a team almost accept their fate right from the start and just rolling over every week.
Yeah, and a team that I thought was going to be in a similar position, but they seem to be doing well. Or, well, they're not exceeding expectations, I guess. But Swansea, what have you made of this season, and where can you see that panning out?
Well, I think they were expected originally to maybe be challenging for promotion places or up there fighting, but then due to a poor transfer window and some poor transfer business, it looked like they were maybe going to struggle a bit more than originally thought and sit down at around mid-table. But a couple of the young Welsh boys that we talked about last time, Joe Roden and Connor Roberts, have really come through and shined, and they've made their way into the actual Welsh squad now. They're getting call-ups for the Welsh squad. Connor Roberts is appearing and scoring goals for the Welsh squad, which is really encouraging. And they're doing a bit better than even expected, just due to these products of the Welsh football programme, like, you know.
Yeah, one of the things I've been noticing of lately as well with Swansea, something that surprised me, and it's one of the reasons I like Swansea, is that they seem to do a lot more than what Cardiff do in terms of representing the country on the world stage. I mean, you know, I recently found out that Oprah and other celebrities are big investors in Swansea Club and owners and things like that. And that, you know, it just seems Swansea just seem to have a more diverse international fan base in Cardiff, and I don't really know why that is, but more power to them. They seem to be flying the flag and doing the job.
Well, they know their role, and that's the disappointing thing. Growing up watching Cardiff, they've had a troubling couple of years, and it was really disheartening to see, because I grew up going to Cardiff games, and you always knew they had that sense of pride about them, whereas they kind of lost that over the last couple of years with the new owner. Yeah, with the change in ownership, they changed colours and all this, and it really sort of did, like...
They lost their roots a bit, I thought.
They lost their roots, and it's taken them a little while now to rebuild back on that. And, if they, at a point, didn't really know who they were, why is anybody else going to know? And I think they need to really just take themselves a bit more serious now, and really give this season a bit more of an effort for me, because I really want to see them do well, because it's really disheartening to see them just rolling over every week and saying, please, sir, not too hard.
So
that's it in terms of Welsh football for now. On to our main event that we wanted to talk about this week, and this is something that Lewis is quite passionate about himself, and this is something that we wanted to talk about this week. This is our main focus, and on to you, Lou.
Well, as we know, any sort of Welsh or passionate Welsh fan of combat sports would know that Jack the Hammer Marshman, fighting out of Abertillery in Wales, he did the big one. He performed on the biggest stage in combat sports possible. He fought at Madison Square Garden. He's the first Welshman to ever do that in the UFC. And, I mean...
So that's pretty big in itself.
Well, what I think is fantastic about Jack as well, and there's something that... It disappoints me in the way that the UFC sort of treat the country of Wales. I mean, I've had every UFC game there is. 1, 2, 3. I've had them. And once you do things like customizing characters and things like that in the game... Wales doesn't even exist, even though they have 4 Welsh fighters on the roster. They just seem to ignore the country, which I find is absolutely bizarre, right? Surely you'd want to expand and reach your audiences properly.
Yeah, yeah. You give Wales the recognition that it deserves, and you're going to attract a lot more Welsh fans, because you've all of a sudden you've brought that element of Welsh pride into it, which, to be fair, the fighters themselves show that you often see them draped in a Welsh flag, or they fly in the flag that has not been represented by the company, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
or by the...
and not, I mean, you said that then. I mean, that's the one thing I love about, you know, 2 fighters specifically. I mean, there's 4 Welsh fighters, but 2 specifically, Jack Marshman and Brett Johns. Those guys do not go in front of a camera without a flag on their back. They never do. I mean, at the weigh-ins, you never see it weigh-ins. You know, sometimes people will bring flags, but it's, you know, most people don't. They're more concerned with posing and flexing for the camera, things like that. Jack and Brett will always 100% bring a flag with them anywhere they go. I mean, I've seen Brett Johns, instead of draping his sponsors over the octagon, and getting paid for that, he'll just drape a flag over the octagon, and it's crazy, because what I don't get about the way that Wales is underrepresented in the UFC. I recently went to Cage Warriors 97 in Cardiff, and there was such a crazy market for Welsh MMA that Cage Warriors have decided to put their biggest show of all time, Cage Warriors 100, back in Cardiff. That's how much of a potential there is for Welsh MMA, and I don't understand why the UFC underrepresented.
Yeah, those 2 fighters that you talked about then, you will not see anyone more patriotic than those 2. Like you said, they are everything that embodies Welsh sport, Welsh patriotism, and they're not just there supporting, representing Wales for like UFC in terms, like, you will not see a bigger... Brett Johns, like you said, is a local Swansea boy, and you will not see a bigger Swansea fan than him. He's out there following the team every week, just like any other guy. He's out there and he's supporting his local team, and he's there flying the flag and for all things Wales, not just for himself in terms of USC, but supporting all local
Well, yeah, but Brett Johns is... I think Brett Johns is an absolute... You know, he's an exception. I mean, one... I've never known anyone, like, not even myself, who's as patriotic as that guy. Like, he... I have two copies of his book signed. And the thing about Brett is, he could have chosen to release that book in English and make money from it. But instead, he wrote a book and only specifically published it in Welsh. And I spoke to Brett about this before. And he told me that the reason that was published was because he wanted to try and encourage people to learn Welsh so that they could read that book. And that he's not going to publish it in English.
That's
because
unbelievable.
He, you know, he wants people to think, well, if I want to read that book, I'm going to have to go and learn the language. And
so he cares, you're saying, is he cares far more about promoting Welsh patriotism, the Welsh language, Welsh roots and heritage, than just selling out to make money,
exactly.
Which is what pretty much almost everyone else in the world does and would do.
Yeah, and, you know... But
that's exceptional.
No, he did, yeah, I mean, he
did. I didn't know that before you just said that now. But that has really blown my mind.
Yeah, and the thing is with Brad is there's things like that all the time with him. I mean, he recently said in an interview, I think it was two or three fights ago, that he'd started to fall out of love with martial arts and that he didn't particularly know if he wanted to do it. But the one thing that keeps him going is that he knows he is the, you know, he's the poster boy for Welsh MMA, and if anyone's going to ever bring that octagon to Cardiff, it's going to be him. So he's doing it for, and that's his ultimate goal. He said, more so than a championship or anything like that, he can retire a happy man if he brings that to Cardiff. And I want to talk about that more, but I want to talk about Jack Marshman, because what an achievement to, you know, to step up on Madison Square Garden to perform. He did lose to Carl Robertson via decision, but Jesus, you know, the effort that boy put in, you know, he took some unbelievable nasty shots. And even Joe Rogan was saying, he said, this guy is, you know, he's not human, the shots he's taking. And, you know, he managed to make it a fight. Like, he was putting together 7-punch combinations at times and
yeah.
Crazy things like that. And he did really demonstrate, I think, you know, what this nation's all about. And similar thing with Brett Johns when he fought Pedro Munhoz in his last fight. You know, he got dropped with body shots after body shots, and he just could not be put away. And I remember Joe Rogan saying, like, that this guy is an absolute savage. He, you know, he's fought 17 times. He's never been finished. And I think that speaks a lot about, you know, what we were saying. These guys, they represent the Wales, and they know that, you know, you're going to have to put him in a body bag to get him out to get him out of that octagon. And I think that speaks volumes about them.
And that's something, not just these two people. You have seen, and we've seen, throughout all of Welsh sport, for as long as I can remember. I mean, you've got your Joe Calzaghe, the poster boy for Welsh boxing, undefeated. The heart that boy has, and it was pure talent, but pure heart and Welsh pride, is something that is what drives these boys to greatness. You talk about him doing it there. You've got Gareth Bale. He'll do anything to not miss a game. He loves the country. He loves Welsh football as much as anybody. Like, he's been known to, like, fly early hours of the morning directly from a club game overnight to get to the next game to play a Welsh game.
Yeah.
Or to be part in the training and then get straight into the Welsh game, because that's how much he loves Wales as a country. But he's a homegrown talent right from Whitchurch in Cardiff. He's a local boy, and it's the passion that really drives these people, and that's what I think you see in Wales, but not so much in England, because you just don't see that. You don't see that home pride, because most of the people there aren't necessarily just playing for the flag. They're not fighting for the country, for the pride. You see a bit more for them. It's a bit more personal.
Yeah.
Whereas the Welsh sportsmen, I find, are flying the flag and fighting for the country just as much as for themselves.
Yeah, I think that one of the best ways I can sum it up is like, rather than fighting or performing or doing anything for personal gain, it's all about the country. I mean, Brett Johns, again, another example, I just keep thinking of more examples. He recently, I think it was a few months ago now, he decided that he wanted to make his name more of a brand and come up with his own personal brand. So and sell it, you know, he's got merchandise and things like that, but he wanted a logo that people could recognize. And he made sure his logo is red, white and green. That's just more, you could see even when he's trying to represent himself and his own personal brand, the first thing he thinks about is that color scheme. And you know, I think it just goes to, you know, goes to show. And that's what, you know, the UFC need to be buying more into this before, you know, it's growing, and they should be investing in it early, because I can tell you for a fact there are absolute monsters coming up in the Welsh MMA scene. We got Jack Shaw, who's fighting for the Cage Warriors world title in a month's time. We've got Mason Jones in Cage Warriors doing bits. You know, we've just got all these Welsh fighters, and I'm telling you, they're going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to grab the UFC by storm, and they're going to think, why didn't we get on? Why didn't we capitalize on this sooner? Because there's a market for it. There's such a big market for it. And I find it crazy how there's no talks, real talks of a UFC Wales, because we've had one in Ireland. We've had a million in England. We've had them in Scotland. You know, you're still missing one, you know, one quarter of the makeup. And you know, we've got the fans here. We've seen it through Cage Warriors and things like that.
There's a huge market for it. The fans are crying out for it. Why not give it? I just don't see.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be any worry about marketing and things, because not like Brett Johns fans and Matt Marshman fans, they will fly anywhere in the world. I mean, I remember Jack fought in Brazil, and you had Welsh fans out there screaming. And you know, even for lower recognizable fighters like Jack Shaw, I remember watching him go and fight in Belgium in Cage Warriors, and the crowd was just made up of mostly Welsh people.
It really embodies what the Welsh are about. It's such a prideful country that if you bring that to Wales with a Welsh fighter in there, you are going to sell out that event. The Welsh will come in their flocks to support. And that's just a fact.
And not only that, like, you think how many MMA, true MMA fans are there in Wales. Maybe not a great deal, but let me tell you something. It don't take a lot for any Welsh person to get behind any sport or any Welsh person, because I can get dragged into practically any sport in the world or any singing competition or anything I watch. If I see someone who's Welsh in it, then I'll back them to the hills. So I imagine if you put on a UFC Wales, you would fill whatever venue you decide with people who've never even been big fans of the UFC, but because they will support their own countrymen, and then that's only going to win you over more fans in the long run anyway.
Exactly. I mean, but just between us two, you are the far bigger fighting fan. All things combat or fighting, you are more for than myself. But you put a Welsh person or a Welsh fighter in the mix, and I'm watching it. I'm going to take full interest in that. You are far more the enthusiast in that type of thing than I am. But you put a Welsh fighter into the mix, and I'm going to watch it. I watch them all with real intent, and I get really engrossed in it because there's something more on the line, and that's what Welsh people are all about. That anyone who's really not that into fighting, when you put the Welsh pride into it, and they're going
to
come.
Exactly. And you know, I think one of the, like, I spoke to Brett about why he thinks this hasn't happened before, and he was telling me that the venue is a big problem, because I think in London they do it in the O2, which has about 20,000 capacity, and I think the Motorpoint Arena can get to about 5,000, maybe 7,000. But at the end of the day, they may not be an arena that jumps at you straight away. But again, this is the UFC. They can pretty much make anything they want to happen. They could easily find a solution to this if the talks, you know, the talks have to start. You know, there needs to be talks starting before, and I guarantee you they'd be able to find a solution to it between them. You know, Dana White and co, they would be able to find a solution to it. They just haven't been, it just doesn't seem to be grabbing their attention. And you know, I think the more noise we make and things like that, I don't think it'll be long before it happens, because it simply has to.
Yeah. And I think something that we got real deep into in this one, where you talked about all the examples that you could keep thinking of the pride from the Brett Johns and the real exception that he is. I think we could do a full episode just on that guy. We could talk about him all day and what he means to Wales and what he represents to Wales. And I think maybe that is another thing for another time.
Yeah.
But for the day, you've got to give out the big shout to
Jack Marshman.
To Jack Marshman for representing Wales on the biggest stage and showing heart right till the end, despite getting
the better of, yeah.
Yeah, having gotten the better of. And that really embodies everything that Wales have got, and that was really good to see.
Yeah, and I don't think any I think both Jack and Brett are on I think they've just come off two losses, the pair of them. And to my knowledge, Craig White and John Phillips are both coming off a loss too. None of the active Welsh fighters have had the win in their last fight, but I promise you that's nothing to be discouraged about. Jack Marshman and Brett Johns are both Cage Warriors world champions, right? Jack Marshman's 28, I believe. Brett Johns is 26 off the top of my head. Craig White is also 28. You know, John Phillips is a bit older. But there's so much more time for these things to happen. And I guarantee you, Jack Marshman's going to be making waves. And Brett Johns is someone who I know believes he can fight for a world title one day in the UFC. Because he fought and absolutely destroyed Joe Soto with a calf slicer. A calf slicer is such a crazy move to pull off. It's only ever been pulled off once in UFC history before Brett Johns did it. And you know, Joe Soto once fought for the title against TJ Dillashaw. So he is capable of beating the highest of caliber guys. And I promise you that he can make a run for that title one day. So do not be disheartened by the recent results. That's all I got to say on that.
So I think that's it for today. And the moral is that despite a lot of things not going the Welsh way at the minute in terms of UFC and Cardiff City, I mean, up in the Premier League, we've had a tough time in a couple of things. We just want heart, and that's what we've always got, and we'll stick with that. And I think it's going to keep that heart will never fade, and that's going to pull us through. There's some big things to come from the UFC. We've still got some things working out all right in terms of the Welsh football team, some Swans players coming through. If Cardiff can turn things around just a little bit and start giving us a bit more heart, then we're going to be looking on the up. So that's going to be it for now. Until next time.